where the parade would end. The climax of their performance was set to coincide with the arrival of the first marchers. So 45 minutes after the parade began, women in costumes representing the qualities of liberty, justice, charity, hope, and peace swept down the marble steps and joined a woman dressed as Columbia, a goddess-like figure representing the United States. Together, the performers waited to greet the marchers. But the marchers did not arrive as expected. Though their waiting supporters did not know it, they were fighting their way through masses of unruly spectators who had slipped past police barriers to block their route. Every step forward was a battle. Even when women in the parade drove cars slowly to part the crowd, loud, aggressive male protesters poured in to fill the gaps. Many of the men were drunk. They hurled abuse at the marching women. Women were spit upon, slapped in the face, tripped up, pelted with burning cigar stubs, and insulted by jeers and obscene language too vile to print or repeat, according to an account in the newspaper Woman's Journal. Even worse, the police did nothing to control the mob. To the marchers' fury, police officers stood by and laughed. One told the women, "There would be no